AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kyle Rittenhouse has been testifying about the day he shot and killed two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I didn't intend to kill them. I intended to stop the people who were attacking me.
Rittenhouse told the jury he didn't do anything wrong. This all happened last year during a violent night of protest. Rittenhouse's lawyers asked for a mistrial over what appeared to be out-of-bounds questions asked by Rittenhouse by the chief prosecutor. This is Judge Bruce Schroeder.
You're an experienced trial attorney, and you're telling me that when the judge says I'm excluding this, you just to take it upon yourself to put it in because you think that you've found a way around it? Come on.
Defense attorney Mark Richards called for the mistrial.
The prosecutor's actions was designed to allow another chance to convict. That is, to provoke a mistrial in order to get another kick at the cat, because the first trial is going badly.
Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request for the mistrial. Interview transcripts have been released by the Attorney General in New York in the investigation of sexual misconduct allegations against former Governor Andrew Cuomo. In one interview, Cuomo defiantly denied the allegations and took a confrontational tone with the lawyers, accusing one of them of being out to get him. The Biden administration is stepping up pressure on Russia over a buildup of troops along the border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart.
Any escalatory or aggressive actions would be of great concern to the United States. We continue to support de-escalation, in the region, and diplomatic resolution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
The mayor of Houston says three people remain in critical condition following a massive crowd surge during a Travis Scott concert last week. Eight people died at the Astroworld Festival. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. A pair of diamond bracelets that once belonged to the beheaded wife of France's King Louis XVI sold for more than $8 million at auction.
That is the sound of a gavel banging as two opulent bracelets are sold for $8.34 million. The jewelry belonging to the infamous Marie Antoinette featured 112 diamonds. The final auction price was much higher than the pre-sale estimate of between $2 to $4 million. After her death by guillotine in 1793, the bracelets remained within royal lineage for over 200 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
At the UN Climate Summit in Scotland, several countries and companies announced plans to stop selling cars that run on gasoline or diesel over the next two decades as part of efforts to clamp down on a significant source of planet-warming emissions. The U.S. and China did not sign on, and the pledges received a mixed response from environmental campaigners. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.